A Life of Service by Dr. Marcia Boyd Mitchell. John 15, verse 13 in the English Standard Version says, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." Marcia says, "As I tuned into the live stream of Brian Mulroney's funeral, held at the Notre Dame Basilica in Montreal, a flood of memories rushed back, evoking the vocabulary of news channels from my formative years in the 1970s and 80s. The speakers at the funeral, from Jean Charest to Mulroney's own children and grandchildren and even Wayne Gretzky, painted a portrait of a man deeply respected for his political victories and steadfast commitment to his country. As the country gathered to honor his life, we also found ourselves approaching the Easter season, a time of reflection and renewal. Brian Mulroney's legacy is one of significant political achievements. From his efforts to protect the environment to his support for Commonwealth sanctions against South Africa, Mulroney's impact extended far beyond the borders of Canada. His advocacy for the Free Trade Agreement and the implementation of the Goods and Services Tax left a lasting mark on the economic landscape of our nation. Yet, perhaps most notably, Mulroney remained deeply rooted in the culture and communities of the East Coast, reflecting his upbringing in Quebec and his university years in Nova Scotia. Listening to the heartfelt tributes and fond memories shared by those who knew him best, we can draw parallels between Mulroney's life and the message of Easter. Family members, friends, and colleagues said over and over how Mr. Mulroney called them, encouraged them, and cultivated relationships with them in a personal way. Words from his life spoke of a guiding philosophy. True leadership is not about power or personal gain, but about service to others. This and other principles from how Mulroney led his political career and his family life were standouts from the life he lived. The accomplishments and relationships of political leaders like Mulroney are admirable. The relationships cultivated with family members, friends, and colleagues are the best things that this temporal life has to offer. However, they ultimately pale in comparison to the eternal hope found in Jesus Christ and the relationship that Jesus invites each one of us to have with Him. As we help youth navigate the complexities of life, we need to point them to the transformative nature of the gospel. Easter reminds us that death does not have the final word. Through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we are offered forgiveness, redemption, and the promise of eternal life. It's a message of hope that transcends political ideologies and temporal achievements, offering solace and strength in an uncertain time. As we reflect on Brian Mulroney's life and the values he embodied, let's also consider the importance of passing on the timeless truths of the Easter story to the next generation. Just as Mulroney's family and friends celebrate his legacy, we have a responsibility to share the good news of Jesus Christ with our children, grandchildren, and youth in our sphere of influence. In a world marked by division and discord, Easter offers a message of reconciliation and renewal. It's a reminder that despite our differences, we are all beloved children of God, united by the sacrifice of His Son. As we mourn the loss of Canada's 18th Prime Minister, let's also celebrate the hope we have in Jesus Christ, who conquered death and offers us the promise of eternal life.